Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello. This is Ihani, and I would like to talk about EMF, electromagnetic frequencies, electromagnetic fields, electromagnetic pollution, human consciousness, and the planet as it is right now and how it's going, how it could be going. Something which I believe is very, very, very important is the health of the human body, the health of the electromagnetic field that surrounds the human body. And right now, especially in the large cities and in places where there are towns and technological infrastructure, there is right now something that is damaging us silently, something that has to be explained, has to be educated to all individuals. And this is EM technology, digitally pulsed EM technology, and how it has an effect on our brain waves and our electromagnetic health, our blood cells, our nervous system. Understand, the human body is electric. This is proven by science. The brain, the heart, the nervous system, it is electrical. It's like an electrical circuit. The phone that I'm holding, your refrigerator, your computer, your tablets, all of the power lines and the electrical distribution of wires throughout your house, everything, that would be considered extremely low frequency EM or EM technology, which usually runs on like 60 hertz. Now we have radio waves and microwaves and extremely high frequency technology, which is like the Wi-Fi signal, the cell phone towers, TV towers, and radio towers and other forms of technology that are broadcasting a signal. These signals can go for up to kilometers, and especially in these areas where there are a lot of people distributed in a small area, there are many cell phone towers around us. Now, I am the individual who is going to say that I am electromagnetically sensitive. I'm just one of those individuals who's very sensitive on both a electromagnetic level, psychic level, spiritual level, even physical level. I can feel things that some other individuals can't on the surface. However, this somewhat of a curse throughout my life, being able to sense all these strong energies on the planet, whether they be negative energies come from technologies or perhaps other entities or perhaps beings of light, both polarities, you know, being able to sense everything, being able to sense the astral environment, electromagnetic environment, the technological environment. I'm just one of those individuals who just know what's going on, even though I don't have to read anything. I just know. Through dreams, through reading, through understanding things, through my own journey of life, I have come to the conclusion that these EM towers, these cell phone towers, these radio towers, these computers that we use, are excessively damaging the human race and damaging animal life, plant life. You see, the earth, the human body, the brain, and the physical body, the frequencies that we use naturally are very slow, natural, very, very, almost meditative, like, 7.83 hertz, the Schumann resonance. We have delta waves, we have alpha waves, we have theta waves, we have beta and gamma. Now, those frequencies are quite slow and rhythmic unless you get into, beta and gamma, which is like the more higher processing frequencies that the brain might experience through very heightened levels of awareness, very heightened levels of inspiration. But the refrigerator, the powering structures throughout your house, your computer, your phone, that runs anywhere from 60 hertz onwards. And that's a problem because it's broadcasting a frequency that if you place next to your brain or you're holding it or you're constantly typing away at it or you're, constantly surrounded by it, that can have an influence on the natural electromagnetic communication of all your cells. Even worse, we have the broadcasting frequencies that would then, broadcast a very strong frequency that would be, like wireless technology, radio frequencies, microwaves, which are basically the same thing, that operate on a much higher frequency that is like a you know gigahertz even you know further, like the Wi-Fi that I have downstairs that I turn off at night when I sleep. It's like 2.45 hertz, gigahertz, which is like millions of hertz per second, which is like, you know, you think about that, that's just a bit too much when you were to have, let's say, multiple wireless devices around you. Wouldn't that have an effect on your own brainwaves and your own consciousness if you're not equipped, if you don't have the consciousness, the awareness, or the developed electromagnetic pulse communication of your own heart and your body? If you haven't trained that and developed that, you can have illnesses, you can have cancers, you can have a number of diseases that would range from psychological issues like confusion, insomnia, to, you know, muscular, neurological, bone problems, all kinds of... in fact, I would be the one to say that 90% of all of these symptoms that we have listed, like thousands of different issues from the psychological range to the physical range, to even emotional problems like, you know, stress disorders or perhaps bipolar, depression, all these things are linked to EM technologies. Because these EM technologies, they are silently and almost invisibly affecting us, affecting the electromagnetic field of the body. Now, there's always solutions to every problem we encounter in life. There is always a solution. However, the most important thing, the first thing before we get to the solution, is the awareness. We have to develop the awareness. Where do you live? Where is the Wi-Fi located in your house? Are you using the cell phone more than you should? Are you using the computer more than you should? Do you have any EM shielding technology? Do you have any EM shielding pendants or orgone pendants? Do you have any grounding or earthing technologies? Do you live next to a large city? And do you have any symptoms? Like, are you going through any depressions or any very difficult electromagnetic problems? Are you going through perhaps a cancer? Are you going through any physical discomfort or anything? You have to really analyze and bring up to your consciousness. Write it down, research it, look on the internet, don't go on TV, don't go to the hospital, don't go to the medical doctors. I say the medical doctors have no use to us in this time. We need alternative electromagnetic therapy that instead of giving you some pills or an injection, which is like the evils in the medical world, we need a smoothie that is rich in electromagnetic energy. We need some earthing technology. Go barefooted. Go in a place that doesn't have any EM radiation, like a larger beach that has, you know, extends for miles. A place where there's no reception. A place where you can hug a tree and the tree can, you know, connect with your own electromagnetic body. A place within your being, within your own mind, within your own body, a place where you can really reach into the stillness and then begin to broadcast your own signal, your own vibratory rate, your own vibratory signal that is natural and is in tune with the earth, the Schumann resonance. And understand that your brain and your body know how to heal itself. It just takes a little bit of time, and it takes the right environment and the right supplementation of nutrients and electromagnetic energies to certain parts of the body. Like when you look at the philosophy of the East, they put a lot of emphasis on meditation and slowing down and really kind of moving with the wind or moving with the water, moving with the natural elements that surround us. Why? It's because we are composed of these elements. We are composed of these naturalistic, earthly, or intergalactic energies, meaning, you know, solar energies. We are the sun. We are the universe. We are the earth. We are the great two polarities. We are the male, the female. We are the left and right brain hemispheres. We have all of the different components of these kind of seemingly separate energies, but these yin-yang, masculine, feminine, hard, soft, light, dark, kidney, left, right, all these different polarities, if you know how to tap into them, understand electrical technology. technologies, positive, negative, magnetic technologies, north, south. It is the attributes of the heart that will tune you into the knowledge of this. The heart is a singularity, but the heart will then broadcast the awareness to the physical body of the awareness of light and dark, the awareness that can see the reflection within another person, see the reflection of light and dark, see the reflection of these seemingly polarities. They're not actually polarities. The system, the media, all of these different systems and schemes on the planet, they want you to believe that you're separate from the female. They want you to be in a conflict. They want you to believe that there's a conflict. They want you to believe that there's a terrorist out there that is controlling something, and we have to surveil, and we have to spend millions of dollars on trying to hunt down these people and ISIS and all this bullshit. It is all down to the internal field. It's down to the inside, not to the outside. Don't look outside. Don't look at the cell phone tower and say, that's my biggest enemy. The biggest enemy that you'll ever encounter is your own fear, your own unwillingness to grow. It is a blockage that we all have somewhere within our consciousness, whether it be in the fear part of the mind, which is the amygdala, or I don't know how to pronounce it, the part of the brain lower than the hippocampus, the reptilian brain that experiences the fear, the kind of quick fight or flight response, the kind of survival-based consciousness that is connected to our brain, our kind of animal instinct to survive or to reproduce or to be aggressive or to try to dominate territory. You know, on the planet, unfortunately, we do have certain entities and certain people that are trying to continue to broadcast these fearful energies. However, just like we have antennas, you are an intelligent antennae. And if you know how to tune yourself, you will be able to create any frequency, any state of being within your body. And if you are able to create that state of frequency, you can then use that frequency to empower yourself and to give yourself a frequency, an essence, a fragrance that is an emanation, a radiation. And that radiation can combat any illness, any cancer, any negativity, anything in the planet that could be, you know, influencing us, whether it be the technologies or the kind of interferences of your own programming from your childhood to your young adulthood, perhaps, you know, drug abuse that might have damaged you, whatever it is that was in the past, whatever ever happened, you can always heal yourself, you can always regenerate yourself. That's how intelligent the human body really is. The human body has the faculties within itself to regenerate, to procreate, to project, to store, to do basically anything. Just like a computer, the brain is a computer. You know, the heart is an amplifier, the solar plexus is a battery. And if you understand yourself as an electronic being, you can become the most greatest electronic programmer on this planet. Not only will you be programming perhaps some gaming software, you can begin to program the planetary system. You can program crystals. You can program the life expectancy of a plant. You can program the frequency that might surround the plant to allow that plant to grow and to create even larger fruit. You can program other individuals by giving them positive affirmations, by giving them a blessing, by giving them something that they really need. And if you really tune into that, and if you really become more reflective of that nature within yourself to give, to radiate, to share, that is the greatest value any human can have. The greatest value is the ability to give. And when you learn to appreciate and when you learn to nurture these values and these virtues, they are timeless and ageless. I mean, they're within all of the religions, within all of the cultures, all the greatest sages. Doesn't matter if it was from the East or the West or from all these philosophers throughout the time, they had the same rooted philosophy that we are one, electromagnetic field. And that if we allow that one electromagnetic field to move through us, we can feel the connection of all things around us. We can feel the connection perhaps to the negative aspects of our world. We can understand how that negativity can influence us. perhaps cell phone towers. We can feel the sensitivity of all these things around us, but that's not a curse, my friends. That is the awareness, the intelligence to see and to reflect on what is really occurring, what is really around us, and what we need to do to transmute this. And that is the truth. The truth is that sensitivity and awareness is the number one shield you have in the first place. Would you rather be unconscious and have all these things affect you and then eventually end up with a cancer? Or would you rather understand and see these things, move to another location, surround yourself with the right people, eat the right foods, do what you need to do to grow and to unfold? You see, many of us are at different levels of this growth, of this unfoldment, but we're all in the same bubble. We're all in the same planet together, and we're experiencing some level of stress or some level of challenge that might be internal or external. But like I say, at the end of the day, you know, knowledge, wisdom, and awareness are timeless, and they transcend the ego, they transcend the fear, they transcend that lower dimensional component that often, you know, tries to control us or control our actions. You have to understand that it is through the brain and nervous system that we can really experience the vibratory feeling of growth, just like a plant. You know, that's why I collect cactuses and succulents, because it is through the reflection of nature, through the reflection of the in and out tides, through the reflection of the growth of a tree. Looking at the geometry of a tree, why don't we create antennas that look like large trees that are created of conductive materials that have certain crystals within them, and we use certain types of electronic technology to pulse specific frequencies that are in resonance with perhaps alpha waves or theta waves or even delta waves if we need a place to sleep, you know. We can use technology to harmonize with nature, and to create technology that is in harmonization with nature, we need to reflect upon the geometry and the frequencies in which these natural components vibrate upon. Like, we can't create a technology, or let's say a technologically ridden world, with all of these fields around us. It's going to make us sick, it's going to make us crazy, it's going to make everyone develop a cancer, you know. And right now, I believe, especially in the United States, that, you know, all these Gwen towers and all these EM pulse technologies and even these EM pulse weapons, like HARP and all these weather modification things, it's not doing any good for us. In fact, at some level, to say the truth and to be honest, these things are actually to suppress us and to control us. But if you understand and if you know the intentions, then you yourself can actually use your own natural energetic awareness to change anything. And if you trust in that, if you believe in that, and if you believe in that infinite potential within yourself to create and to grow, you will. And that's the greatest secret, is that there is always a space in between every word. There's always a space in between every individual. There is a space between every atom, and that space is the infinite potential to grow. That's the infinite potential to unfold, to make the connection, you know, like from one planetary body to another planetary body. There can be like this kind of this fractal extension, and then it connects, and then it connects again, and it connects over and over and over, creating this huge kind of nervous system, almost. The nervous system, like it branching down or branching up, is just like the plants and just like the trees. And if we see the reflection over and over, we can reprogram our subconscious mind. We can reprogram the way we think, the way we see ourselves. We won't see ourselves as the plumber or the person at the job or the person at, you know, driving the taxi, the person getting a certain amount of money per hour, this is the person who's got, you know, a girlfriend with a child, or perhaps the person who has gone through this problem or is facing this. We aren't this. We are not that. We are not all these labels and names. We are the energy. We are the very essence of existence. And if we tune to that, if we visualize that, if we meditate with that, if we create technology and pendants and artwork and music that represents that, that's how we will transmute all of these negative EM technologies on the planet. That step by step, we will see ourselves evolving in that way. We will be going from this kind of square, limited, linear, you know, masculine mind state to this kind of feminine unfolding of fractal consciousness that is actually the essence for why we exist, that we were created by the feminine energy, the female or the great mother, the great Gaia. It's like we came from the egg, from the seed of potential. We came from a circle. You know, the circle is the infinite potential, the infinite unfoldment, the infinite point of space. And within one point of space, then you can create geometry. Then you can create the kind of masculine, crystalline aspect. So you go from feminine consciousness to masculine consciousness, but feminine consciousness comes first. And feminine consciousness is earth consciousness, is the plant consciousness. And if we tune to that, I'm telling you guys, it's the greatest healing you will ever experience. It's the greatest connection you will ever experience is the earth, because the earth has all of the intelligence, all of the resources, all of the rich reservoir of electromagnetic potential residing in the earth. And if we tap into that and we extract that into an antennae or a tower or a piece of technology like this, it's made of pure earth technologies, copper, resins, metals, crystals, all of that, you know, hemp building materials, all the medicines, instead of these, you know, chemicals, we use, you know, plants, we use plant consciousness or perhaps plant psychoactive medicine. This is the greatest intelligence, it's the intelligence of nature. And if we synchronize with nature, we will grow naturally. We will unfold naturally. We will evolve naturally. We will naturally connect with the stars. We will connect with our ancestors, our universal counterparts in other star systems, because all of the universe around us, I'm telling you guys, 95, 98% of all the other inhabited planets in our galaxy, they all use fractal technology. They all work with the natural rhythms of spirals and you know, sequences and ratios that are fractal. And that's the greatest language, is fractal intelligence, fractal technology, fractal sequencing that allows the body to grow, to unfold, to regenerate, to procreate. The geometry of nature, the geometry of creation. And if you study that, if you learn that, if you meditate with that, you will transcend the religious boundary. You will transcend the cultural boundary. You will reconnect with the very essence of creation itself, the very essence of the egg, then the multiplication of that, then the kind of 3 to the 5 to the 8 to the 13 to the 21, to the Fibonacci unfoldment of 1. That's what it is, my friends. And if you study that, keep doing it, reading it, grow with it, I'm telling you guys, it will have good consequences. And so all of these EM technologies on the planet, you know, no matter what we might be facing, you know, turn off the Wi-Fi when you don't need it. You know what I'm saying? Don't be on the phone all the time, because it does have an effect on your body, you know. Tiredness or fatigue, all these different physiological problems, they're all manifested from, you know, these disharmonious frequencies. And so I constantly will over and over and over continue explaining that it is this natural frequency that we need to attune to, the Schumann resonance and these bio-friendly frequencies that allow consciousness to be present, to consciousness to be connected within all bodies, within all beings. And so through the course of time, I do believe that in the next few decades that are going to be coming, we will see a representation of two sides. I believe we will see one side growing and one side falling. And we will be individually representing either one or the two. We will be representing either.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Royal Life rising, everyone. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday with Haru. I'm your host, Haru. And as you guys know, I like to come on and, you know, just give you insight, you know, something that I'm probably researching or something that I've researched or, you know, and I like to share with the world. So that's what Spiritual Soul Sunday is about. So today, guys, we're going to talk about dirty technology, right? I haven't played the clip on dirty technology yet. I kind of wanted to give the backstory about, you know, just technology, period. You know what I mean? A lot of times we feel as if, you know, technology has advanced, you know, like as I look over history, what has happened is they kind of give the people, you know, like the little carrot, they kind of dangle a carrot in front of you, you know, like, okay, this and this, and then boom, they gave us the internet, they gave us cell phones, they gave us the beeper, then after the beeper, they gave us a cell phone, you know, it's kind of, if you look back on it, it's kind of amazing how, it was structured and orchestrated, you know what I mean, to give back to the people. But this technology, guys, is not our original technology. Our original technology was technology to enhance us, to help us to grow. You know what I'm saying? The technology that we see out here now is technology that, you know, only enhances us to suit a system. You know what I'm saying? So that's why there are frequency towers, you know, that the military use. I was pulling something on the military. Matter of fact, I might play that one here shortly. But there are an array of things, you guys. It's more, that's what Enhancing Awareness Radio is about. It's about being aware. If you think you're thinking negative, like you have all the intentions in the world to lead a positive life and to be in balance and all this, but all of a sudden you just go full swing. You know what I'm saying? You know, our military and our government has a way of being on alert, you know what I'm saying, of a high-energy being who may have some type of certain influence of the world. We think it's a game. You think it's a game, right? That these people are not intelligent enough to be aware to how to use these frequency weapons against us, okay? We're going to do a broadcast next year in February on frequency. I'm still putting it together, but we are definitely going to be talking about frequency because it's very, very, very important, all right? So what I'm going to do is kind of, before I go into dirty technology, I want to kind of go into programs real quick because we need to understand how, you know, programs work. You know what I mean? So let me go ahead and... you guys know I have a clip for you, but it's going to be Brother Wisdom all through the show, y'all. So, Brother Wisdom, a lot of gems. Shout out to Brother Wisdom, who has been kind enough to take his time each morning here lately, each rising, if you will. You know, he has been taking his time out of his schedule before work, you know, to enlighten us. You know what I'm saying? So, Remedy H is his YouTube channel, The Cosmic Prince. But, yeah, listen to him as he talks about programs. Then we'll go into dirty technology.
Checked out the, YouTube sent an alert telling me that there were 956 likes on the YouTube community posting No Fear. And this is something that our folks have really, really struggled with in the past, and now that we have awakened ourselves, the struggle is no more. Now it's more so of we aligning ourselves with certain energies in order to dominate the entire infrastructure that was created. Now, watching as their programs are crumbling, the money programs, you know, that whole money program, that corporation, that business program that they created is crumbling. And now I see where, you know, this Arcturian Trump is and his Arcturian counterparts are working because they're trying to, they had this Nassara act going on where they want to dissolve the corporate and bring back the we the people. And you got to remember that we the people is only for the so-called white folk and not for the original beings of this world. And that's how it was written, you know. So what we have to understand is the programs that they created are crumbling, and this is the reason why we must take advantage of this crumbling program and begin to re-implement our original program. The planet of the program is a tropical program, okay? Our planet is a tropical planet, all right? The entire planet, no part of the planet is supposed to be cold. All right, you have to remember, if you go back into your past lives, you will see that the most furthest point of the planet, the North Pole and the South Pole, were actually the hottest points of the planet and not the equator, right? The North Pole and the South Pole reached their temperatures well over 150 degrees, 160 degrees, and there were brothers and sisters who lived in that type of setting. You have, of course, the South Pole, which the average temperature was about 120 to 130 degrees, all right? And there was brothers and sisters who also lived in that climate area. As far as what you call the islands, because every plant, every land is not a continent, it's an island, all right? Continent has to do with corporations, all right? When I went and looked up the etymology of continent, it had to do with ownership. Like the American continent says that America owns the land. Continent literally means to own, all right? So when they say the African continent, whoever names that land Africa, their family are supposed to be owners of the land, okay? So you see who's working over there, the Chinese, the French, the Dutch, all right? So that's the word continent literally means to own, all right? All of the lands are islands. Majority of our planet is water. So all of the lands are islands. That's why we call it our land here Turtle Island. This is a huge island. All right? And it's growing. Okay? So the programs that they set up were designed to alter the original program of nature, which is a tropical program. And this is how we created it, because we created it this way so that the sun can feed our bodies. We created all of this, and then it recreated us, right? Just like we who are cosmic beings, we so-called black people, who you think created the cosmos? At some point of infinite time, we created the cosmos, and in return, the cosmic energy recreated us. This is symmetry of it all. This is why we can look into all of these different energies without being harmed, all right? Because we created the same energy that recreated us, all right? That's how it works. You know, that's why, just like when we go into meditation is a program, all right? When you look into meditation, you're looking into the cosmic program, the cosmic and nature program. So you hold your hand out, and you close your eyes, and that you instantly link into the cosmos, and you feel that energy coming straight down, because energy has no boundaries. So the energy is already there. You just link into the energy, all right? And wherever you are, there are different levels of energy. So you can go on one place and you feel an extremely high level of energy. You go another place and the energy is even higher. You're like, wow. So the energy is already here. It's just wherever you are, you link into that energy, all right? So meditation, you go into the meditation program, and therefore you link into infinite energies, infinite levels of intelligence. All right, you got intelligences. All right, not just one intelligence, there's multiple levels of intelligence. All right, so these are the programs that you link into, and these programs are designed to take you into a higher level. You know, a brother was talking, so I was talking to a brother, and he was talking on the level of our planet growing. And he said, well, what's the reason for the earthquakes, and what's the reason for our planet growing? I said, you got to understand our planet runs on the program. He couldn't understand that. He couldn't understand that. He couldn't perceive that type of knowledge because his program, he desired to design his program to link only into the books that are written. Everything that is written is a program, all right? So in order for us to truly succeed, we must link into the original programs that are already, that we created for our planet, all right? So just like we said, the winter program, the fall program, the spring program, all these different levels are dependent upon the devices that they put into that they use to control the atmosphere, right? The devices that they use to control the atmosphere, as well as the stuff they spray in the sky, all right? So everything that you're dealing with is lower atmosphere. All right, and everything that they spray in the sky, which is that those devices link into whatever they spray in the sky, and this is the winter program, the fall program, all right, what they call summertime. Time literally means program, summer program. So this is when they say, okay, well, we're going to allow the original program to operate the way it's supposed to operate, but then we're going to alter this original program and create our own programs. All right, trees are supposed to be everywhere. Trees are part of the programs of our planet. They destroyed the trees and put up all these buildings, which means that in turn, we're going to have to destroy all these buildings and replant all the trees. All the trees can come back with a thought, right? But first, we have to create our devices in order to make this thing happen, all right? So all of these programs, these are all programs, all right? So the whole issue is that we must link into the cosmic design program, which is going to take us back to this infinite energy and power that releases certain portals and gateways within us, which will allow us to be a more powerful, which called cyborgs or organic beings, okay? So understand that there are programs everywhere, even the time program that they created. Now, I want to go into, later on, I'm going to go into what the brother, what I shared on the YouTube posting, you know, months are weeks, and weeks are days, and days are hours. All right, we're going to go into that because the original energy, the original tropical program that's on our planet, that's the entire planet is tropical. It's supposed to be hot on the entire planet. All right, that's the way we designed it. We designed this entire solar system, this entire galaxy to be this way. All right, don't listen to mankind because they try to alter the program, just like the water said, the Atlantic water said. You know, they're trying to keep the ice wall up in Antarctica because they're scared of what's behind. They know what's to come. So they're trying to keep the ice wall up. And in the meantime, they want our brothers and sisters and others to believe that, oh, this ice is a natural occurrence that's happening and it's supposed to be cold. No, it's supposed to be hot on both ends, the North Pole and the South Pole. So this is a program. Right now, the North Pole is literally extremely hot. It's ranging anywhere from 150 to 180 degrees, which is the original program that we created. So just want to show you all, talk to you all about these programs that are supposed to be in place and how we must return back to our original program, which our original program as designers. We're the true original designers of this planet. And I mean, not only did we have structures, we had fields. We had fields of different gardens. We had gardens and with different types of flowers, and, you know, because each flower is a different program. Each flower has a different type of energy that it emits, each flower, all right, each flower. So that energy that flower emits, you smell the energy through its aroma, all right? So that's the energy that it is emitting in the air, all right? So these are all different programs on the planet. Everything is a program. And we as the original beings were designed to protect and to build new programs to keep the planetary energy in balance, which this is where we must return back to. This is where we return. All right? Me as a timekeeper, it's my duty to bring back the original time program that's supposed to be here on the planet, because the energy moves extremely slow. The energy does not move as fast as mankind wants. Mankind creates time and this time program for mass production because he wants you're talking about an inorganic artificial intelligence being who wants things done instantly or mass production for money, because that money program, which is an obsolete program, which is a virus, all right, this is their only way to contain energy through this program. So our duty is to reignite that original program, and we do this by building and creating, all right, by linking ourselves into the nature program, by building and getting on the ground and building for nature and not for profit, all right? We're not doing this for profit. We're taking the money, using the money program to create a more dynamic program on the planet, which is the natural, which is a program of nature, all right? So you got to understand that everything here, what we're dealing with are programs, all right? The school program, the church program, the money program, the business program, they're all programs, all right? And all these programs are designed to take the original beings away from the original program, all right, so that the inorganic beings can freely operate the way they feel like they want to. But now that we have awakened that free operation of whatever they want to do in our house can no longer be in place. All right, brothers and sisters. So I shared it with you all. There's no hate speech, none of this stuff here. Only thing I'm doing is sharing it with you all about the programs. Everything is a program on the planet. All right? Everything. Even when you go to the stores, you go to the strip malls. When you go to the strip malls, I want you guys to look up at the top of the buildings, and you're going to see like a circle or a square. All right? Those are dimensional shapes, which means that that circle that's on top of that building is a program, it's a dimensional program, was designed to try to draw your energy to those buildings, all right? These are all programs. Everything is a program. Right? Everything on the planet is a program. You got the air program, you got the sun program, these are infinite programs. These are programs that they don't loop. What happens is they grow. Because this is a natural energy grows. A virus, only thing a virus can do is loop, and it never grows. As we see the money system, the business system, whatever, it only loops and it never grows and keeps doing the same thing over and over and over. And the original beings get caught up in the loop, thinking that they are going somewhere when in reality they are not going anywhere but a circle, the same circle over and over and over. All right, so programs, we have to redesign the program, just like we said, when we began to build these new structures and these new dimensional structures, whatever that we build, these new towers, these temples, we're going to begin to re-implement new ley lines, which means that we're going to have to fight for what we build. And you got to understand, when you start building these structures are going to emit powers, mm-hmm. and certain powers and certain energies into your body, which means that your body will begin to return to the original program that it was created to do. You create to fly, levitate, teleport, because we are multidimensional celestial deities, as we so-called black people on the planet. Multidimensional celestial deities, which means that we run on a cosmic program as well as a nature program. It's the duality, that masculine feminine. Okay? So when you begin to build these structures, and these structures are sending out energies into the atmosphere, you're going to start seeing changes in all of our kin folk, which means that this whole music program, television program, everything is going to change, and we're instantly going to begin to venture towards our original programs that we come from, and we're going to see things in a totally different light. All right, instead of sitting up in front of a video game all day long thinking that we're accomplishing something, we're actually going to be really, really accomplishing things on the planet on a cosmic level, on a cosmic basis. All right, so you got to remember, just like we said last night, every blood cell in your body is linked into a different universe within the cosmos, which means the universe is infinite. The cosmos is infinite, all these different universes. So, you know, go back to your original program, link into that original.
All right, guys, so that was just to kind of give you insight on programs. Understand that, you know, just we think of programs and we think, you know, of this bad thing. Even with me, you know what I'm saying, like rituals and stuff like that, you know, A lot of the sacred and original things that were understood, you know, have been perversion. We know the perverted aspect of it. You know, rituals don't have to be bad. Programs don't have to be bad, you know, but you know, understand that everything could, I don't want to just say as an absolute, but draw your own conclusions, but you know, nature indeed could be nature programs that actually work, that actually serve the people once upon a time. You know what I mean? Versus money programs to where, you know, we got to rob Peter to pay Paul. All right, so with that going on, with that said, let's go ahead and go into our last point before we bring everybody in. Thanks to everybody who's listening. We definitely appreciate you guys. But Dirty Technology. And we'll come in after this.
Bless your energies, Brother Wisdom. This quick message, quick message. I was talking about the YouTube community channel, talking about dirty technology cannot be trusted. And, you know, we must understand, brothers and sisters, that this dirty technology cannot be trusted one bit. All right? We must see all the things that they have created, which are against nature. Everything that these inorganic beings created is against nature. The nuclear power plants, all right, you know, and, you know, you look at how much garbage the nuclear power plants create. You know, 95% of the nuclear power plants energy is not used. Only 5% of that energy is used, and the rest of the 95% of that energy that they create with the nuclear power plants, they end up what you call nuclear waste, which is like the leftover that is not used, and then they end up creating more radioactive waste. And, you know, this is all in damaging the planet. Now, you also have your cell phones, dirty technology, the meters on the back of your houses, dirty technology, you know about HARP, dirty technology, the cell phone towers, dirty technology, even those light posts that's in the, on the street, dirty technology, you know, the wiring that's above us, you know, those power line wires, dirty technology. All of it is dirty. And the reason why it's dirty is because it does not share energy with nature. It literally is designed to feed, suck the energy of nature so that it can survive. Right? Understand the dynamics of this system. Right? So it's designed to suck. Also, what also makes it dirty technology is the fact that this energy that they use is extremely low frequencies, low vibrations, and it doesn't, like we say, it doesn't match with nature. It doesn't complete itself with nature. All right, so. Oh my goodness, that's a steer walking in the middle of the street over there. It's important that we understand that this technology that these beings created is not good for us to use, our cell phones. All right? We have our cell phones that we use. And that's dirty technology. You know, they call it smartphones, you know, but very low frequencies. They're designed to suck your energy, to zap your energy. They're designed to infiltrate your mind. You know, we talked about the cell phone towers, how the cell phone towers are designed to change the atmospheric weather. They're also designed for mind control. I mean, I'm pretty sure many of you have, you know, just been doing your little day-to-day activities, and all of a sudden a Christmas song will come up, or a gospel song will just come out of nowhere. Or, you know, just some crazy thought will come in your head that you would never, ever think of. And that's all a part of that dirty technology that you use. So it's designed to infiltrate the mind and cause you to do something, or cause you to want to do, not to want to do something, but cause you to think about something that you would normally think about. So this is the dirty technology that we're dealing with. The computers, the laptops, the video games that the children play all the time, dirty technology, all right? It's designed to infiltrate the mind. It's designed to reprogram the mind, all right? Your televisions in your home, your microwave ovens, even that cable modem, all this dirty technology, all right? It's extremely dirty technology, extremely low energy, low, very low radiation, very low frequency, very low vibrations, all right, designed to destroy and to invade as well. So when these are just examples of dirty technology. Now, when we talk about clean technology, all right, we're talking about really clean technology. We're talking about crystal technology. We're talking about that crystal energy. And, you know, that dirty technology affects the atmosphere, which means that in the atmosphere, things don't work the way it's supposed to, all right? So understand that this technology that they use is designed to infiltrate the minds and to control the temperature of the atmosphere. Just remember, above us, let's just go 1,000 feet above us. It's extremely high. It's extremely high, 1,000 feet above us. All right? It's just that they control this right here at this level here. Now, like Brother Bobby Hemmings was saying on that one little short video, you know, he said the atmosphere, he said, in order for us to be bulletproof, in order for us to be the true power, he said the atmosphere has to change, okay? So just remember, it is up to us, brothers, to change the atmosphere. Right? This is what we're talking about building. We change the atmosphere. When we begin building structures at putting different crystals on top of these structures, just like, you know, on the YouTube community channel, you saw these different orgone, what they call cloud busters and energy, energy grids or whatever. They are designed to put that crystal energy in the air. They're designed to increase the plasma energy. All right, and this is how we change the atmosphere. Even though our sun is working, our moons are working, our planets are working, we gotta work also. You know, we gotta put in this time and creating. You know, there's some of us was talking about, you know, hey, can I buy this? Can I buy that? You know, the best thing for you to do is look it up on YouTube and see how it's made, and get the pieces yourself, and then make them, because you can buy something from someone, but it may not be the energy that you want. So you want to create something with your soul, your energy, your time, your power, and you know what you want it to do. Right? Your desire is what you desire to be done. So, you know, that's the important part. But yes, that crystal energy is well needed in the atmosphere, right? Remember, we change the atmosphere. We're the ones who change all this stuff, you know. You know, it's just not going to change on its own. We got to change the atmosphere, which means that we have to bring about ourselves a new energy within ourselves, which will cause us to begin shifting and building and creating. You know, I was talking with a sister today, yesterday, the other day or whatever, and they were, I think I mentioned this already, that they're building, starting to build pyramids on the side of Detroit. So, you know, like so many of us, there are many of us who are in tune, and we're thinking on the same level. All right, so, but yeah, I just wanted to, you know, quickly talk about dirty technology and all the different types of dirty technology and what makes it dirty, because it's, you know, low frequency, low vibration, low radiation. Alright. Now when you deal with the crystal technology and you have the crystals with your pipes and all the crystals coming from the pipes or whatever, when you're dealing with that, and it's going up into the air, you're changing, all right? You're changing that's a whole lot of changes that are going on that you are making in the atmosphere. You're making a whole lot of changes. So you got to understand that, you know, it's extremely important that you brothers and sisters understand the dynamics of dirty technology. Right, and you know, in the in the comment section, just give some other examples of dirty technology. I mean, because you know, the cars we drive, you know, look at the gas, you know, look at the gas, look at the planes that fly up in the sky, you know, and the technology that we used then, you know, we had vehicles that glided over the surface of the planet. And these vehicles, ran on argon, they ran on xenon, they ran on oxygen, they ran on nitrogen, all right? So these vehicles were clean technology. The pyramids that we had, you know, emitted these crazy energy into the atmosphere. Now, you know, we're talking about wooden pyramids, you know, I just want to bring that up to you because that is a powerful technology, the wooden pyramids, and it's hollowed on the inside, and you have your crystals and your metals or whatever, you know, your copper and your iron, however you want to put inside those, inside your wooden pyramids, and it'd be best to have, like, your orgone pyramids to go on the very top of them, and that's it's like a vortex of energy that's moving inside of these wooden pyramids and it's going up into the atmosphere. And this is what you call pure clean technology. This is crystal energy technology. Okay, so you know, we change the atmosphere through the structures that we build and the you know, little things that we build. You know, sometimes you don't have to do anything really big, but, you know, if you can get yourself some quartz crystals, some nice-sized quartz crystals, and get some copper wire, wrap it around, and take that, and get you a copper pipe, and take that pipe, and put it in the ground, you're going to come into some type of system where you want to create that, where energy is going to be going to the atmosphere, you're going to be changing everything, all right? So it's important for you all, brothers and sisters, to understand the dirty technology that's out here and how it affects us and how it, you know, tears us down. You know, it really does a number on us, right? You know, even going to a grocery store using all those machines or whatever, it's all dirty technology. None of it is clean. None of it is a technology that we're supposed to be using, all right? Now, if you want to go into really powerful technology, our bodies, all right? Our bodies, you know, learn how to tap into your organs. Learn how to tap into your pancreas and your liver and your lungs. You know, learn how to tap into them because they have dimensional gateways within them also, and they have some of the best, cleanest technology. But remember this. Got to build, all right? You got to build, and you can't sit up and wait for somebody to make you something. You have to build. You have to create. You have to pick yourself from a whole other level of power, okay? So, pass this on to you all. Hope you understand, overstand everything that's saying, brothers and sisters. This dirty technology cannot be trusted, all right? We got these cell phones. And we've got these computers, whatever, use them to our advantage, right? Use them to our advantage. But just know, they're looking at me while I'm videotaping. You know, they're analyzing. These are smartphones. Well, these smartphones, you know, because they can read your body's energy through the smartphone, dirty technology, infiltrating your body, you know, just like we talk about the towers, you know, they infiltrate your minds. Dirty technology. It's no good for any of us. Right? It cannot be trusted. But everything that we create can be trusted. Why? Because they share energy with nature. All this other dirty technology that we named earlier is designed to suck the energy from nature. That's all it does is suck energy from nature. And it fucks up the algorithms of nature. What we create is designed to be in balance with nature and share the energy with nature so everything will be in a constant flow, all right? So this is mostly what I'm talking about. Dirty technology cannot be trusted. You see why it can't be trusted, brothers and sisters? None of that technology that they created can be trusted, all right? You know, so I don't even know if it's called technology. All right, I share that with you all. Hope you understand, overstand everything. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. I'm sorry I'm eating y'all. I tried to play the song. All right, greetings, you guys again for tuning in to Heads and Winners Radio. I'm your host, Aru, and great show, y'all. I mean, Dirty Technology, there was an article that I wanted to insert. And the article pretty much is, hold on, just to add to that, guys, the article is, Eternal, how you doing, brother? Peace. What's going on?
Peace, brother. Peace. How you feeling?
I'm feeling, you know, I haven't even thought about how I was feeling today. I used to have a feeling word, but I would say determined again because, I mean, I'm here. Determined, but I feel determined in such a heroic way for self for self elevation. So I feel heroic today. Okay. Let me say that.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Welcome to the dojo room.
Dirty technology, and pretty much programs, dirty technology. In the beginning of the broadcast, you know, I had the EPT, the radio waves and the frequency weapons that they use, you know, the unseen wars, you know, I would like to say the frequency wars, you know, that they use against us, you know, that we're not aware of, you know, we think we could be in a positive vibe and all of a sudden, you know, we have these toxic thoughts that just come out of nowhere and you think that it's you doing all of this but not really realizing that it is something major that is unseen that may be possibly influencing you. So dirty technology is pretty much that is what we're talking about today.
Well, okay, so just like the air, you know, you got air with water in it, right? And you can tell by the components is the way of burning, you take your phone out and take a picture of the air doing certain things in the day. take a certain picture of the air doing certain things in what we call the so-called night. And you'll find out how much are you really in tune with nature. What I end up finding out is not only through the air you have mist. Sometimes you can see the mist and sometimes you can't see it. And so what it'll end up doing, I know you've probably done it before. You took a picture, right? Mm-hmm. And in the midst of you taking the picture, the flash be flashing in your phone, right? But in the midst of the flash, you're seeing the flash at least hold a component of some like as if it was flying lint, flying in your film.
Yes.
And you're like, whoa, 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 what is that? And then by the time you take the picture, it's no there. It's not even there no more.
I see it in my camera's eternal. I'm like, okay, why is my camera going off at 2:30 in the morning? It's the damn lint.
Yeah. And so those are spirits that we don't see, and we call it lint. We're giving it a different name for it. Yet, if you really saw how the sunlight be beaming in your building, right, you'll be so into one to clean up the atmosphere in your room because you're seeing all this mist and stuff going all in the air. You're like, whoa, I need to clean the air because it's dusty here or something. Like, there's too much stuff going on in my room by looking at the sunlight. But just because there's a lot of shadow in the building, that sunlight, you'll see how the spirit will travel all around in your sunlight that's beaming in the building. And you're like, wow, what is all of that? Look like I got a bunch of dirt in here. Or dust. So you're actually seeing how the atmosphere really is. It's thicker than we actually see. We're seeing like as with clarity, as if it's so clear that as if you think you can see it very clear. Yet you're not. You're not seeing it as clear as you're thinking you're seeing. You got to use like microscopic lens to see closer.
Yeah.
Right. There was a brother. He said, I'm going to show you what your cannabis look like, right? And he put a microscopic lens on the cannabis, and you can see the sticky icky that people be calling the sticky icky when they be, you know, crushing and they be wanting to have it in their fingers, and then you find out something's really sticky in there. But it was like, what is that? But that's that THC that's on it. So you're like, whoa, that's what's going on here. So you got like a more potent, as they look at it, THC to levels of what's in it. And that's like, because our eyes don't see it, it changes the frequency. Now, you can imagine, most people are, they need hydration versus hydro. Hydro end up being taking like a lot of air without having enough water. But hydra end up giving you air with your water. And so
hydro,
we want hydration.
Hydro, that's like that real strong weed, right?
Oh. Right, and that's basically making your brain, it's like to say getting you closer to death and you just like it because you're getting closer to death. You just didn't realize what is that doing to you.
So the slowing down like, that we think is a good thing,
right.
It may not really be that.
Right, like your heart's so close to dying that you could basically near death if something scary happened to you right then in that moment.
Okay.
So you heard of REMs, right?
I have not.
Rapid eye motion, rapid eye movement. When your eyes are moving rapidly, it's like you're telling yourself subconsciously to have like a dream effect. And so when your eyes are moving rapidly, you're going through basically the dream world or the vision world. Now, the things are happening so fast in your eyes that your eyes end up moving very rapidly. When most people look at it and they look at the being's eyes and they're moving so rapidly, they might be going through what we call a nightmare. Yet, we might not know what can calm them down so their eyes won't move so fast. It's like, you ever go into a room and you want to see everything in the room?
Yeah.
So your eyes are going to look all around, look at everything, check everything out when you want. Make sure everything's in light. Nothing's moving, so everything, whenever something's moving, you just like how I'm talking, it'll be going so fast, though, you can't get to slow down.
Yeah.
So idea now is to find out what we call peripheral vision. You heard of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have heard of that, yeah.
Okay, so
yes.
So peripheral vision is just like what some say on the opposition, tunnel vision.
Mm-hmm.
You heard of that, right?
And you, I have, yeah. And you can see these things, but they have right. machines for you to see.
Right.
Right?
And this is the same way with the atmosphere. This is the same way with how we learn from each other. How to see wider in the range of yourself or see a very narrow-minded way of yourself. And this is how most people could be like a flat way of talking about themselves or a rounded, roundabout way talking about themselves. And when they're rounded, it could be curves to their lines versus just lines without curves. So now it explains how when you throw something, right, all right, okay, so since we're on Earth, right, when you throw something, does that mean that it's going to go all the way over there without going down? Can you throw from one end of the room to the other without it, like, going down towards Earth?
I'm with you. I understand the analogy. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm saying if you throw from here, I don't care how hard you throw, right, and you threw it
right.
from one side to the other side of the street, is it because you threw it sideways or because you lobbed it? Would it get across the street?
Because I,
you know what I mean by lobbed it, right?
You
know how you throw
okay,
it up
you
in
like,
the air?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to help you out. You
right.
can never be lost now. It's
okay.
always about navigation.
Right.
You're going to help find this stuff.
Right.
All right, so if I lobbed it, it's just like how someone says when they throw a Hail Mary, they just threw it up in the air, you know, like as they say, praying for somebody to catch it on their side. However, it could be caught in the wrong hand. But when I lob it, I'm actually tossing it up in the air, thinking or predicting or measuring from one end
mm-hmm.
of the distance to the other how that's going to hit when it gets over there. So when I lob it,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to throw it up versus throwing straight towards the target.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you get what
okay.
I'm saying?
I do.
All right,
yeah.
so now,
yeah.
would I make it over to the other side if I lobbed it or if I throw it, like, sideways to get it over there? What's my better chance?
The first one.
Right, because I'm giving enough momentum versus
mm-hmm.
how, like, what we think of gravity. Gravity kind of basically pulls things down, especially if it's heavy. So if I throw it up, I got more of a chance for making it over there versus I throw it diagonally or sideways. So this is what changes
right.
our way of compass thinking and our way also how the sounds work in vibrations. Like, if you saw a bomb blow up, what's the first thing you think it's going to do when it blow up? Listen to how I said it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Blow up.
What kind of shape are you going to really think of when you hear blow up?
Blow up just like a big circle or a poof, a ball.
Big circle, right. Okay.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
a ball, you see? You went from a flat dimension to now a three-dimensional. From a two-dimension
right.
to now three-dimensional. Now, this goes with our
yeah.
creativity and our imagination. So this is also how music can hit us to a point when the time travels back to us, we feel that authentic side towards it. Remember how you said, I like backyard music versus just structured music. Now, I like structured music too. However, it don't give you no room to change it up. You have to be with the structure. So then it's like, well,
mm-hmm.
I got to know the structure in order for me to change it up. So now I have to learn structure in order to have freestyle so that I know what even freestyle is, because I could just be, like I said, hitting the drum or playing the drum. Now, if I'm hitting the drum, I might sound terrible. And you'd be like, whoa, what is that you playing? Now, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just letting it come out. And they're like, yeah, you good and all. You're just gone over there in the corner with that.
Yeah, right, right.
And I've had that happen. So, like, to have that happen, you can feel embarrassed about how you're expressing yourself. Is it always good to go outside with no clothes on?
No.
But yet, that's expressing yourself. Yet, no
yeah.
one's doing that, is it?
No. We lost.
Okay,
the,
so now you're using something
better.
Else to define. Say it again.
I was going to say we lost it, but, you know, like as you said, we don't really lose anything. We just.
Right. is what's there. Yeah. You just got to pull it out more. You know what I mean? Like, certain things keep us balanced. Certain things keep us at an off balance. And so when we become an off balance, we just got to either seesaw it, cut it out, or seesaw it, balance it. When we seesaw it, we didn't have to see it with one way of looking at it. We did a uniphonic, right, a biphonic, and a triphonic of how we looked at everything in notation. Now that's when the principle has shown itself. How much does it really truly show itself as principle? And that's where we get just like the temple, just like how the actual church, how the what we call radiostology. Radiostology deals with the radiation not only being sound coming into the place, but it's a centering to where the sound comes from. Excuse me, Bob, how are you feeling? And so when that center hits you, we call it a radiostology. And when you look at radiostology, just like the pyramid, there's a brother by the name of Zoser, Z-O-S-E-R, Zoser, called him the master teacher. Now, why did they call him that? Is because he gave you a precise dimension on how the first pyramid, which they call the step pyramid, was created. It's a 23-elder ability in the connection to how India and to Mexico, right, from our origin. That's why we don't really know too much about the Olmecs. And we don't do too much studying on our African side to our Hawaiian side. We hear about Kamehameha, right? But it's Kamehameha, Kamehameha. They also connect to what in Dragon Ball Z. We were learning about Queen Empress Kamehameha, and then there's Emperor Kamehameha, just like we say Sheba. Sheba is Saba, and Saba is Sarah, and Sarah is also Sakara. These names were constantly being our familiarization. So when we were looking at how our names got put in front of us, there's a lot of what the Zoser, the step pyramid, like Yakub, gave you ladders to go up in. So think about the ladders. Ladders represented the seven levels to it. The what we call the Libra sign. That Libra sign represents seven backwards, the seven I and B with Ra. Seven I, B with Ra. So the L really is an upside down seven. And that's why we use what we call fire. Fire is fire with an F sound, yet it represents like your action. So when we say festival, now you put evil or L with your festival, but L is your seven backwards or upside down. That's why when we say football, you're putting an F and an L together and not knowing that you're using it, what we call it, backwards or upside down. That's why we look at what were the rulers. The rulers were not just us. They were your dimensions of your chakras, the Elohim, the Allahumma, and we call it Neturu or Netur, or what you call gods, from the Neturek. Our feminine energy, what we like to say, if you were to marry someone, it's not just marry, you're making a net to connection. So that's how you connect, you know what I mean? So the nectar, this is why we say you want to be with a woman, yet you got to know about how you exist as a ruler with the measurements. Are you a measuring of yourself? And so there was things like jade, you know, jade being green to give us the illustration like the Olmec. The Olmec head had green as the jade, just like the Statue of Liberty. If you look at the Statue of Liberty, it's green. Yet, think about it. Yep. Think about it. The copper. Copper is green when it sits too long. It's oxidated. So now you know what the green really represents, your emotions and how to help your emotions. If you don't have enough copper food, you basically your nervous system is off whack. And that's why, just like radiology, music, food, is a part of now your lifestyle and livelihood to now fix your better self. And how do you do that?
Finish that statement. Go ahead.
Oh, how do you go about that?
Mm-hmm.
How you go about that is that you basically see the dimensions from seven to eight. Seven represents, whoa, let me go back. You got to go back into centering yourself, the seed to enter yourself. That's the circle. Where your circle come from? Who's helping you out in your circumference? And how do you use that? Your mother, your father, and yourself. Once you know that, there's a fire, there's an earth, there's an air, and there's a rain of how you've been basically in a fear of yourself. So learning your four planes is one thing. And then there's a five and a six. Moisture and dryness. When you think of that from the six, there is a point of how you're using basically the sixth realm for everything. Six ether is basically the reverse of it being 90. How does it curve into you and curve back out? Well, this is where the seven, the invisible seven, that's why when we're speaking of these things, the infrared, the ultraviolet, all of these, basically seven waves, seven rays, they are all helpful when you know how to utilize the rays and the waves. And that's where, like, hitting the sound bowl, you know, sitting down, relaxing yourself. Sitting at a point where you're a triangle and your highest peak is in the center of your head. So now when you speak, when you give out vibrations, you know that the vibrations are basically to cause influence, not to dysfunction yourself. And so it's a very important of how do you speak good karma to yourself. And that's where you'll start to see how everything will start to work in itself.
I think Emoto water experiment. I think about that. You know how Emoto talks about how talking that water, you know, talking into the water affirmation, like talking to yourself, you are water. So that and eternal, as far as the Statue of Liberty, because you mentioned that, first off, I don't know why, but something in me feels that the Statue of Liberty is just one big-ass portal. That's just me. But
they made it the Sons of Liberty. They made it the Sons of Liberty. Now think about that. They call it the Sons of Liberty. But then why do they call it a Statue of Liberty? Now they want the woman to be statuous. Yeah, sorry.
Mm-hmm. But is it even a woman though? You know what I mean? Like the original, you know, it wasn't even a woman. You know what I'm saying? It's just like it's a lot of stuff
told. Well, the thing is this, we have to look at as old as text, right? And that's coming from the glyphs. If we were looked at any glyphs, just like how that's all I was saying about Zoser being the step pyramid. The only real reason why we know about the step pyramid because it was the first pyramid, not the last pyramid. The last pyramid we know is Khufu or the other pyramids that we saw in Luxor. In the Temple of Luxor, they're telling you how Khufu was created. There's a lineage of your time that's been shown through you was created through your mama. Now, there's no way you got created through your daddy unless you had your mama first to give you a place to live in. That's why the pyramid was created. It's showing you steps. How do you get through seven levels? Your first 7 years is supposedly to be with your mama. So when you're getting to 14, you definitely need to be with your daddy. And then by 21, you definitely need to be on your own. However, you're still learning through your daddy and your mama. And now you can go out at 28 and really do your thing and won't have to look back at your mom and your dad and say, hey, I need help. I don't know what happened. This is where we found that why did they put the pyramid in front of us, right? The pyramid was let us know about a building. But then why did they put a woman, right? This is what messed up a lot of us. They put a woman's head on with a body, right, of an animal, right? But the woman's head, what some people describe, it looks like a lion's mane, but it's not a lion's mane. It's an actual snake head. And you can look at it. It looks like King Tut's, back of King Tut's head. And that's where you get the same aspect of why did we not know about this? Why did we been cut off? Is because we might not know what we're looking at as we're, you know, getting in tune with it. And that's what will help.
There it is.
And if you say that, I got Sekhmet. Think about Sekhmet. Sekhmet is a cat, right? Cat with nine lives. So this is why birth is about nine. Now, the importance is learning about 9, 10, 11, 12. when I say nine is birth, but 10 is the mystery of how you get into the existence of the earth. And there is a zero and a one again, just different. That's why the Sons of Liberty is coming from a sun point of view, not a man point of view, a sun. Let me get back. Pardon, Steph, one second.
Okay, you're fine. The great breakdown, y'all. Dirty T Night. So, you know, the premise of this particular broadcast is for one to really understand, you know, the nature programs versus the virus programs, dirty technology, you know, how he went on to explain how the technology in which we think is technology, you know what I mean? Could we even question, you know, is it technology? You know, like, what is really technology? You know, technology should possibly be something that, you know, enhances one's soul elevation, you know what I'm saying, versus, you know, taking away from it, feeding. You know, he used a great example of the power lines, you know, how the energy source, you know, we think that is giving us and putting electric, you know, to us and all of this, but it's a form of feeding and taking away from, you know what I'm saying, in which it powers, kind of like in reverse, if you will. You know, so it, when you really start to study and really start to research it, guys, it's pretty much, you know, mind-blowing how, you know, how it all transpires and, you know, plays out. So this is, I mean, Spiritual Soul Sundays are also an extension to the classroom, but it's really for you also to draw your own conclusions with the clips, with my spin, with internals breakdown, you know, for you to always draw your own conclusions with all of this. So this has been great. Mortal Kombat.
I'm glad you said that.
Go ahead.
No, I'm glad you said that because we have to become our own researcher. And a lot of people now have, like, taught us different things that we wouldn't know exactly where they're coming from. And they'll say, well, where you get your information from? And then you'd be like, well, I don't know. And then you say, well, damn, how do I get it? Well, you got to start becoming the same thing. You got to become a researcher, right? This is the image of Christ. Christ is an image, right? And that has been used for thousands of years to denote the word Christ is C-H-R-I-S-T. Now, listen how this got changed. K-A-R-A-S-T. Karast. 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 Christ. Craft. All these words come out of that. Ross. Hear that? Ross. Sar. Asara. Sarah. All that's in there. That's why wisdom comes from the divine symbol of the Son of God. So when these things became, it had to come from something in the divine, right? So now either that, they use the Black Madonna, or they use what we call the Moor, a Ethiopian Christ image to keep them in divine order. This is why you hear Asaru. Asaru, right? You use sugar, right? Check out the G and you got what? Sure. You're still using Asur. Words are in our faith so much that we're blindsided by it, right? So it's so much that it has to be in your face on the floor as you sit in it. That's why you see the lioness that wasn't a man in front of the temple. It was a feminine energy in front of her own temple, symbolizing the truth first so that we can symbolize all things that come together. The temple represented man, woman, and child, not just herself. Yet it also has 8 points and not 4 points. See, most people don't even know that. So you have to actually get closer to knowing what you see as truth, as close enough to be dead point on it. And now you can see the right exact. That's why pixels can confuse the being. You ever look at pictures now and they can show you at one angle, you were looking at it one way, and you was like, dang, that looked exactly. Then you start moving around. Wait a minute. That ain't even the same picture altogether because of our perception. Our perceptions change when we look at it from a different angle. This is why angel can be an archangel or a demigod or, you know, whatever you now classify as something that's higher or lower than yourself. That's what makes you the middle of everything. We're in the middle of everything. This is how we became a SU. And remember you put it? ESU is right there with Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That was powerful.
Now, how did they do that?
When I did that.
How did they do that? Yeah. How did it become a day? You know what I mean? But Negus, Negus, N-E-G-U-S, is Aramaic, which we say emperor. And we said we went from Negus to niggas. Now, how do we do that? Because of the word night. So you'll say night as in N-I-G-H-T-E, I mean N-I-G-H-T, and then there's also N-I-T-E. Then there's also K-N-I-G-H-T.
Yeah.
This is why I said you can see it from the floor, right? You can sit in it, and you can stand. So now when you say Ethiopian is a wise man, they called him a magi, M-A-G-I. It's where you get your magic from. And now, how did he know how to be a wise man? Now, we know as a wise man known as Solomon, don't we? And Solomon does have a key. And we call it the Trismegistus. How do we know about the seven laws of Trismegistus? And we say the universal laws. We had to come through seven, even though like 7-11, some of us wanted to skip and get to nine. Seven plus the two. Yet the two is the split of what we call Moses and the temple, and how the temple was like templates broken in two. So whenever someone walks on one side, they're about this side of your hemisphere. When somebody walk on the other side, they're about that side of the hemisphere. But yet at the same time, what's above your head? That might be the issue. That might be the issue. Mm-hmm. That might be the issue. Did you get that?
I did.
That's why the word is always going to be familiar to it. Esimon is going to always explain you how a Negro didn't know how to know Negus, because he know not to navigate. He was just a nigger, not knowing a nigger. See, they gave us names like Vega and Vegas to make us lost in Vegas. Vagas. But it's also savages. See, when we lose our angel ability, it's like you said, you lost your ma'at. You can't lose your ma'at. Your ma'at is always giving you balance. Every time you use your left foot, you got to use that right foot later on.
Man,
and this would set us different from indigenous versus Indian. Indigenous, as in to go into what is already that you came out of. So in the genes of INS. Indigenous. So this is why you can see that Judah, Yuda, Buddha, all happens to have the same coronation to where it's all coming from. And they say, tell rites, Nazarites. Where you think this word Nazareth is all coming to Jesus? The Pata'ites, the Tarites, the Nemans. These are words that was to take the actual energy, the what you do when you have a great seal, you're part of the what we call a mother country in the first place. So now when you use the great seal, are you using it to reveal yourself or to seal yourself in like a ceiling? That's why when you look at the first Tikal, they call it the first pyramid, it had basically no ceiling. It had basically an open top part. And so that, if anybody was able to travel and get all the way to the top, it would be like a stairway to the heavens. And that was what they stimulated as the ring, the skies and the ring, and you'd be in the center of it. So it'll be a square, right, made in a pyramid form, and now circles circulate you in energy. And this is how we get the terrestrial, the spirit and matter, and the man and woman, and the inner and outer, and the micro and the macro. And this is where we say, okay, now I know my square. Because you know how to use it in a triangle form, a square form, and a circle form. Now, if I cut it in half, I use it as a contractor. If I cut it in a triangle, you know, like a pie or like a, what you do with a pizza, I can use that piece and wedge something. Or I can use it to measure from something that's lower from one point and make it higher in another point and not get touched by it. For example, if I have a building that's right next to me and I want to build my, I want to have my wire connected to a pole without touching the tree, I got to know at least between where that tree is to my wire so they won't interfere each other. And the only way I'm going to figure that out is put an angle from my building, right, and go from all the way to the tree, and then I'm going to put the next line going towards that tree, and there's my triangle. These things helped us measure things. This is the same thing as a plow in the ground that you dig up with. But this is where Freemasons took that and said, hey, let me use that for something else. And then this is the same thing they put strings on and said, let me use it for a heart. And now we can heal people with. These instruments are tools. They also are weapons. Now, again, it depends on, are you laying on the floor like a lion, not knowing what to do because you're in beast mode, and not seeing B of the east of yourself, and you didn't see what's the west of yourself, and not being at the best of yourself. So you only see north and south as something different to you, when that's technology and non-technology. When we talk about technology of your brain to the technology of your feet, this is why compass is you inside and out. Everything outside is AU and Ra. AU and Ra. Now, why did I say that? Do you know about Mighty?
I don't.
Do you know about Mighty?
I do not.
That's okay. I'm going to get you with it. Do you know about Mighty? Same thing Mighty touch with?
No.
Anything that Mighty touch turned to gold. See, they wanted you to think minus. No, you're Midas. You're the mightiest of yourself. You are Ma with the dos that they call dazed. And you be dazed by this or amazed by this. That's why you're Ama's son. Amazing. But when you touch it, it turns to gold because it's your value and how you value things. So you can put it as a platinum, a stage in a statuous type art. That's why they made the liberty of a son a liberty of a statue and took out the sun. Yeah, it still got horns and thorns on the head.
All right.
It got horns and thorns on the head.
Yeah.
We need to know how we use our horns and our thorns.
I didn't know how to put it together, Eternal, but I knew it was something there, you know. I felt it. Yeah, I
well,
felt,
we're going
felt
back to the statue.
Core.
Right. You know that same cistern? There's a cistern, S-I-S-T-R-E-N. That's like what gave life to, like, to have honey beehive in the hand or a cistern in the hand. And they showed that basically that's the queen bee. The queen bee who basically had a beehive right, you know, like Beyonce. Not saying that Beyonce doing it right. It's just that she ended up being in the light. So now we got an SU or a leg bar connection. And so now it's up to us to figure out what's lemonade. Oh, there's that gold raw. That's the AU raw. That's the aura. So now we got to learn, why is yellow shown in front of us? Why do we think of the sun so much and value it? This is the same thing as saying Tahuti. Why is the Tahuti out there like that? What does Tahuti got to do with anything? Well, how about Tahuti is also known as Dosa.
Mm-hmm.
We got different names for people. We in different areas, different locations. All right, so in what I said, Hermes is the thrice. That means three great. Now they done gave it to you, three great. They're showing you Spider-Man now with a multiverse, bringing all three of them, and then I ain't gonna say No Way Home. So they're giving you an analogy of like 3 times 8, that's at 24. 3 plus 8, that's at 11. Yet they're using Spider-Man, who's an eight-legged arachnid, versus an actual man who's a five points to himself. Allah. Yet Allah is really feminine, not masculine. So now we got to really be in tune with this. How are they gonna give us a Nancy the Spider having three spiders, and in the three spiders, there's this idea of not telling us 3 times 8 or 3 plus 8. Well, in the idea, first of all, you went into the three. You're giving me three, like it's Eshu or it's Elegba or it's Tahuti. And when I see this, it's Hermes, right? In Greek, the thrice. So there's that three again. And what we call Trismegistus. This is what they said Zoser was. Now, we're talking about Zoser being one name, which they end up changing and saying this is Hermes. Now, we got Hermes is one, right? Toth, which we know as Tahuti and Kemet. Mercury in Rome. Quasicoto in Mexico. Rapanui in Easter Island. Nabu in Azrian. And Abdul Quadus in Arabia. I mean, Assyrian. Assyrian is Nabu. And Abdul Aduz in Arabia. These are the same nomenclatures that it gave the thought of Melchizedek, which we call the highest priest that, you know, we're learning, or what they gave another name was the green one. That's why it was important to learn from your chakras, right? Your third chakra is your yellow, right? Into your fourth chakra, which is green. So why is it green so much important? Well, it's about to help you tap into these other realms of your body. Now, Zoser, that's what we were talking about earlier, is basically one of the 23 elders at the seat in the position held as an elder to incarnate in a specific time of the earth as Yahshua, as Jesus did. Jesus' elder name is Sananda. So you got Sananda, right? Almost close to Panda, almost close to Santa. All these names came a part of changing it up and taking out Sa. Sa is feminine, S-A. And Na. Na is also feminine. But if I say Na-Na, right, I'm actually giving it a feminine from masculine. Na is, my bad, Na is masculine, and Na and Ha is masculine. But when you change it, it becomes a feminine to the word Sananda. So now you got a feminine, masculine, feminine in the name, and this is supposed to be Jesus. And the same Jesus that we know of is a symbol, not just a name. So that's why people go into it so much. Yet the same symbol represents the 2 feet or one Piscopisces, yet the Piscopisces represent 2 fishes, and that's why it represents the feet. But when we look at our feet is what? On the ground most of the day, is it not?
It is.
Are you on your feet all day? Yeah, you're on your feet all
day.
Most of the day. As soon as you get up.
Most of the day.
Your feet the first thing?
Yeah.
Huh?
I said most of the day, yeah. Most of the day.
Yeah, as soon as you get up,
most of the day.
Your feet the first thing on the floor. And it's helping you move. And you gone. And you doing whatever it takes. And then by the time you're ready to lay down, the feet is the last thing to leave the ground. So now your feet is like feathers. And the feathers that we're talking about is the feathers of Ma'at. Ma'at represents the ankles. And that's Aquarius. Now, Pisces represent nuts. So that's basically your waters. So you've been water and air all your life with fire and earth right here being your head, right, of Aries, and your earth being your Taurus. That's why people want to speak of, okay, if I could cut off his head, then his body's just going to go with me on a spiritual path. He ain't going to know nothing about it. That's why they said the lost sheep or the lost lamb. So that means you got to actually have a priest head. So you got to have a God head. You got to have a Ra head. And the Ra, remember I said A-U Ra? A-U represents basically a color, yellow. And Ra represents a color. What color do you think it represents?
I want to say red and black is what I pick up.
Come on.
Root chakra.
That's it. You know it, bro.
Okay, I'm right. Root
right.
chakra. I mean, all that's
right
my
now.
Automatic. Ra. Root chakra.
Father, it won't be nothing.
red
and this
black.
How you get McDonald's. This is how you get McDonald's. This is how you get a lot of fast food places. They know the colors. We don't know the colors.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got to get back in tune with our colors. Oh. Go over here. So what you can say?
It's called
Alhambra. Alhambra. Now you know Abracadabra. We know Ham, mm-hmm. and multiply. We know Abraham. So Alhambra. A lot of people took the word, broke the word down, and then they made themselves. So this is why you hear a short version names to themselves, and how that even the tabush became a fez on the head, and how the tin man ended up being this soldier that we were calling a more science, what they call it? We call him a sheriff. You know, so when we're talking about sheriffs, they were the ones who made sure the land was at a point for not only through mathematician and astronomy, surveying in a way that we were doing it for agriculture. When it got switched, this is where we use surveying as in to know who's who on the land, as in making people aliens of each other. And so now when we said you're an alien, you get a lien, right, for doing certain things mm-hmm. where they sue you, but it's a suit. It's a suit, S-U-I-T-E, S-U-I-T, and then they sue you, S-E-W. Just like they saw you, they can sew you together with words on a piece of paper called a document. So that's why these words are deep. You say amend, A-M-E-N-D, right? That's amending something. Yet it's also mend, M-E-N-D, like putting something together still. And then amen, A-M-E-N, that's to be hidden. So it's a point to say, I got to start realizing the words that I'm saying could get me backed up by a bunch of crap, as in bulls, two bulls, my bulls. And you got to know it. You got to know what you're saying as accurate as you want to be saying it, so that it, when you're saying it, it's what they call the golden rule to yourself. This is why the phoenix became the great seal. So we wouldn't see that from an eagle, a dove, or a hawk. Where are you coming from? Do you know your origin, or are you using the invitation that we gave you? Why we put that woman that looked like, she looks plain as day as a woman guarding her temple, but we made it a man, right, in thought, and made it bigger and showed it differently and said that's a man that's known as the Sphinx. And a lot of men think that's what it is. So, and then on top of that, George Washington even think that he did the right thing by putting it on the dollar bill and got the same hairstyle and everything. But this is when we say the bay, right, is the same thing as the bin. And the bin is the same thing as Nev. Nev is nature. Nev, nature, Mother Nature. So when someone taught you out of these things, it was because they learned it from where they had to get it from. And that become what they call Casablanca. The idea of Dar Bay Dar, the White House, the real White House, not that White House that we did parlorism in, not the one where they got the woman wearing heels so she could feel like she got to prostitute herself, so she won't feel like she actually has the right magic. She has a lesser version magic. Not to say that she's an empress. We got to make her a concubine. So now the magic that she has won't be therurgy, won't be magic, will be geyosha. And the geyosha now, most people, as we see it, from bewitched to even charmed, are using to this day. And this is where the apron, right? They don't put an apron on the man because of him wanting to be feminine, just like long hair, wanting to be feminine. Also wearing a long gown to be feminine, yet not expressing his divine to how he divined himself with the feminine. Now, that's where we outline. The curve and the line has to match. Otherwise, you're doing a sweat lodge for someone else. That's where the end comes from.
On that note, let's go ahead and close it right there, because that's a pondering thought, you know, because Eternal, even in my sessions, you know, I love the men. I was just telling somebody that the men be having me crying in tears in their healing sessions, because to see and witness these men growing in their own way is so, and when I say growing and healing, I mean getting in tune with that divine that you are speaking of. We are doing it. We are doing it. In that,
we got no choice.
The joy. Yeah, we have no choice.
This is why it might be frustrating, right? Because you're looking at it like, dang, somebody got to do this. But then there's a, man, I'm grateful that I'm doing this because what else would I be doing? I ain't no timeout. Yeah. I don't take a timeout for that. If someone tells me that women's supposed to be prostituting, my head switch to an ultimate, like, uh-uh, that's not my eye. Start speaking it now or you condemning it too. You know?
Yep.
And now it's a point to say, okay, well, if you dogging my grandma because she got cancer, because you gave it to her, or because we, as a man, what we say? A man bring home the bacon. So now we brought all in the bad food that's basically killing us, and we blame the woman because she killed you earlier, then you died, she died earlier, no, you died earlier than her, and yet at the same time, she eating the stuff now because of the death, while she's seeing you dying, she's eating that death food, and then giving everybody, we can't keep going on with this cycle. It's like, we should be seeing this. And if you really, and I don't mean to keep going with this, I'm going to do this one thing, and that's it. If you really go back on the glyphs and look at the real story before everybody else gave it to you corrupted, use your own eyes, your own interpretation. If you're an artist, you will be able to picture everything that needs to be said through those pictures without someone else telling you this. You will feel it more in tune. Mm-hmm. That's why when people go to Kemet, they say, wow, I feel like I've been here before because you are melanin. Your mind gave you DNA. That's something that's like architectural that no one can touch because it's built inside of you to open up these open doors that have been closed off. Like we be having blackouts for certain things, but it would be for a reason to say, now I wanted you to handle it here versus to handle it when you probably couldn't handle it. You probably would have passed away right there. So now you can handle it better. And this is why we do these things. This is why we travel and time travel around each other so that we can grasp this. And of course, some of us feel like we're wasting our time doing it. Don't feel like you're wasting your time because you are creating your time. You're not. Whenever you feel like you're wasting time, that's when you're wasting time. But say that you're creating. The moment you say that you're wasting time, just say, okay, let me change that. So now I'm creating time. You know, don't keep going by the wormhole that can still pull you in there. Go on out of the wormhole and step out of that. Because what I saw was, this is what I was talking about, was they had glyphs of the women, right? The women, that's why this is important. The women were sitting in their glory. They were sitting in their glory. I'm talking about the darkest melanated woman sitting up there on her statue, sitting on her throne, doing her deem. They call it deem when you're at the highest point, right? So she's at her highest deem, right? And she got servants coming in. They ready to get, I'm going to give her something because she awesome. And that's what I see us amongst us as men right now doing. And this is why we still gotta be mindful of us as men. They're walking towards her and they're giving her all kind of gifts. Now, mind you, you get gifts, you don't know what kind of gifts you're getting. They come from all delicacies across the world. Now you can get meat coats and all of this and all of that. And you're like, whoa, this is too much. Oh, wait a minute. Do you eat this? Do you not eat this? Oh, it's new to you. Are you going to want to eat it? Is it for your blood type? If it's not for your blood type, should you be eating this? And this is how the meat became an influence put on the plate from the vegetate that was actually out there. So this is why we do have issues. And we're going to still have issues till you figure out what blood type of food should you be eating, mother? And then at the same time, what blood type of food should you be feeding your child? Because if you don't know your blood type, this is why our women having problems, having babies with these men who don't know their blood type. And then on top of that, they're feeding the child nothing in their zodiac sign. So allergic, you made them have allergies since they were young with immune deficiency going on. So the thyroid, thalamus, all these glands that's for endocrine, all these glands get knocked out before you can actually feel like you're a human to face any kind of conditions we call a diss to the ease of yourself. That's why music is important. That's why the music and the food is important. That's why, like you said, with talking to the water is important. Heal yourself. Talk to your water. Talk to yourself. If you up at 4 a.m.,
you are water.
Start talking to yourself. Give yourself a chance. Yes, you talk to that water that's in you. I'm talking about you're a leader of leaders. I'm talking about liters and gallons of water. That's why they called it a liter, just like L-E-A-D-E-R. It sounds like L-I-T, because it is. You're a bunch of leaders in there. Now it's time for you to lead yourself.
All right, you guys. That's it. We're going to close with it. Please join us every weekend, guys. Same time, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. You know, I want to talk about Mortal Kombat, the video game Mortal Kombat, and Antarctica and Sub-Zero and the Ancestors. But that, well, we're down to the last 30 on the live broadcast. So I actually put that for a show that's going to be in March of 22. So I just put it down, guys. We're going to talk about Mortal Kombat, Antarctica, and the Ancestors. So that was a show that was birthed in this conversation. But think about it, guys. Technology, dirty technology, nature, you know, everything that was, you know, discussed, you know, just taking you back to yourself. All of this is always going to take you back to you. And that's just not cliche. And it should not be a bad thing, you guys. Each and every one of us, I feel, is tailored individually for whatever purpose or whatever reason, but it's a beautiful reason. Even in the what we perceive to be bad or what we perceive to be uncomfortable and that we don't want, everybody plays a divine role. You know what I mean? So could this life, this thing that we call life that we have touched, it's for us to turn it into gold. All right, guys. Till next time. Peace. Eternal, take us home. 23.
Jay, you are what we call gold. Gold is your raw. And through your raw, your energy, how does it manifest? How to use your manifestation? You know, it's not just through simplicity. Yet you are simple to learn how you can replay. Can you replay the truth and what truth is about self? Self is your reflection. So as you use your eight is what I was saying about seven, how to relate, and then eight on how you have to relate from that balance of seven. Seven is your balance to heaven. So as you go up your ladders, Jacob's ladder, Yaakov's ladder, how do you know eight to relate in Scorpio of your life of falling down low and now rise back up? Yeah, you can come from the corrupt. At the same time, you have a cup that's been erupted. So how do you now eight and relate yourself? So that's why the frequencies of the I Ching helps you create what we call mudras and shaman ways of healing purposes. Once you do this, it can make you in a higher realm to say, I'm open to now getting into my chakras. Help your shaktis. Seven times of your age. Every time you go up a seven, you change up another color vibration. Use another each day for your letters and your sounds and music to help heal certain majority of what you do during the day, or what we call day and night. We all got to have love for ourselves. So crystallize yourself. Ashe. I say, oh, to your non-divine self.